Astro Launch, the official pregame show of the Houston Astros.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch and Doug Fister. Much better this time around than the first time around in an Astros debut when he got the win, at least for the first five innings of the game, and had been pitching really well. Had retired 13 in a row going in the sixth inning, and then with two outs, things just snowballed from there.
Yeah, he had a difficult time early. They got him in the first, and then he settled in. He had a great stretch, and then late, it happened fast, and there was the ball in the lights, and then it all sort of broke down from there. It was a classic Royals rally where they put four and five quality plate appearances against him, and it ended his outing. And unfortunately, it's going to leave a bad taste in everyone's mouth because of the way it ends. But there were periods during the outing where he was very effective.
And I mean, we talked about it before the game yesterday about this Royals team and how they're so aggressive and don't swing and miss a whole lot, but you got to get weak contact, and Fister seemed to do a good job of that for most of his outing.
Yeah, I think we're going to see that across our league. The American League's difficult this year. There's really hardly any weak links. Yeah. The Royals are at the top. They're the defending champs. They showed us how good baseball you need to play in order to win a series, and being outplayed by them is a good lesson for us. It certainly gives us some food for thought when it comes to the things we need to do to get better. And ultimately, we've got to forget the first 10 games and start forward with a new series today.
Jose Altuve, another stellar performance, hitting a home run to right center. And it's you don't see him with power that way, at least not home run power very often from what we were able to dig up. It was only the second time he's ever hit a home run to somewhere other than left or left center field. But we're starting to see him, saw it last year, start to develop a little bit more of that power game.
Yeah, he's definitely got power, and I think he's learning himself as a hitter. He's keeping his alignment better. His posture's better. He's always been a good hitter. He's always been able to get hits. But now he's hunting pitches a little bit. He's maturing in front of our eyes and understanding he can do damage with extra base hits and have it still not impact his ability to get a hit. Sometimes I think he puts the ball in play and he's so fast and he gets rewarded with a few hits. We neglect the fact that he can drive the ball and he can be an RBI guy at the top of the order and he can do damage. The opposite field home run is not one I would predict, but he has the swing path and the strength to do damage.
Doesn't get any easier. Royals leave town. The Tigers come in. They had a disappointing season for them last year, but have gotten off to a good start this year and one of the better teams in the American League the last several years.
Yeah, they're very right-handed dominant, so it'll be a challenge for Keuchel tonight. They've got some elite hitters. They've got power. They've got some speed. Their pitching's okay. So they've got a good, well-rounded team. We match up fine against them. We've got to play clean baseball and not give them extra at-bats with runners in scoring position. You got to stay out of the middle of their order with nowhere to hide. But ultimately, I think we've got to play our brand of baseball. We can be aggressive with them. We're going to get strikes to hit. They're going to put up some runs probably just given the nature of their hitters, and so it should be a good series.
Dallas Keuchel on the mound tonight and 10 walks for his first two starts. That leads the major leagues. Not what you'd expect from Keuchel. What have you seen that has led to these walks?
Yeah, he didn't have the feel for his pitches his first two outings, and some of it's weather. Some of it is early season routine. Some of it is simply trying to be too fine and trying to perhaps live up to the hype a little bit. So for Dallas, he is an early count ball and play guy. It's why he's lasted so long into games throughout his career. And it's what made him good last year is he gets the ball on the plate with movement both directions and there's action pitches. And when he gets ahead, he can put you away. And he's not a guy that issues free passes. So I feel like he'll get back to that tonight. He's got a tough lineup he's going to face. He keeps the ball on the ground. We field the ball cleanly. He can have a good outing.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Get connected with your Astros at astros.com/radio.
Welcome back to Astro Launch. And Eric Kratz is our guest today. Steve Sparks here. And Eric, I just want to get to know you a little bit. New to the team. You got to the team late in spring training. A veteran, but a guy that's always going to be in the middle of a lot of those conversations when you're talking about the other teams. Let me know a little bit about you. Tell us where you grew up and a little bit about your family, first of all.
I grew up north of Philadelphia, a small town about 45 miles north. I now live in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and I have three kids. I've been married for 14 and a half years. I have three kids. Brayden and Ethan are 9 and 7, and my daughter Avery is 3.
And your boys are interested in sports, I would imagine.
Whatever the sport is that they're playing, he plays football at school, at recess, and so he wants to watch the NFL Network all the time. And then Little League started up, and he wants to watch MLB Network. And we went to a hockey game. He was wondering where our hockey sticks were at home. Yeah. So they just love whatever sports happening at that instant.
Is your daughter traumatized being the youngest and the only girl in the family?
No, she is actually the most rough and tumble of them all. She is – no, I think she doesn't think it's possible for her to get hurt. She just is – she's very callous to any kind of danger at all. She doesn't – she fits in well.
I always have an affinity for guys that get to the major leagues a little bit late, myself doing the same thing. Spent a lot of time in the minor leagues. How appreciative are you for just about every day you get in the major leagues? Because it's special.
Oh, it 100% is. I mean, you get there late. It's something that's not ideal. Everybody wants to be there when they're 21, 22, even 25. You know, I had to wait till I was 30. But I think for me, maturing-wise, I think some of the decisions that I made now that I'm in the big leagues has definitely put me where I am, and I think will give me the longevity of my career. I think it gives me a reason to continue to push and continue to strive to not only make myself better, but make my teammates better. I think it's something that I've been very fortunate to, from 30 to 35 is when guys are, usually looking for other teams. And I've been fortunate to have jobs from this time. And I also have been fortunate that I feel healthy, feel good, and I feel like I can play for a while. And that's out of my hands, but it's something that, I continue to strive for every day.
How important is that relationship between the other pitchers on the team? And we talked about you getting here a little bit late, but, not only what they throw and all that, but it's important to get to know them on a personal level too, right?
100%. I mean, maybe even more than what they throw. Mm-hmm. I think 50% of it is what they throw.
Yeah.
But the other 50%, maybe more important half of the equation is getting to know them as people. What buttons to push, what buttons not to push, when to throttle down, when to throttle up on them. It's something that as a pitcher in the big leagues, you're not working on stuff. You're working on getting that guy out. You're competing to win every day. And being a catcher, you're in the middle of that. You're the highs and lows of the pitcher's success and failure. Mm-hmm. I feel like I wear that on my sleeve a lot, that these guys do well, I feel good. Yep. They do bad, I feel bad. But it's something that, like you said, their personalities are what I think is the last part of the equation that really pushes them to the peak of what they can be. Mm-hmm. You can only, how close to that 100% can you get them?
Yeah.
Every pitch, every outing, every season, every month, all that stuff.
And you take it personally, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do. I probably shouldn't, but I do. And that's just, I can't change that about myself. And it's just... Because it's so cool to be able to win a game as a team. I love winning. I'm ultra competitive. Mm-hmm. I love winning, but I hate losing.
Yeah.
And when you can help 12 other guys, 13 other guys win and compete at their highest level, that's awesome. I mean, you see what guys can do out in the outfield to help the team and everything, but when you can help those other 12, 13 guys, it's like, it makes you really feel like you're an everyday contributor.
Sense of pride too.
Even if you're, I try not to be prideful, but it is what it is. But it's something that especially as a backup catcher.
Yeah.
At any moment you can have to play 3 games in a row. You want those guys to be out there and be like, it's just the same as the starting catcher. And it's just the same, if not more, because I have more time to
prepare
and delve into these guys and get to know these guys. And so it's just part of the game that you don't see. There's no stats to it, but I feel like there is at the end of the season. The hardware that you get, the wins and losses at the end of the season are a direct reflection of. Personally, the two catchers you have behind the plate in the season, 3, 4, whatever it is.
Well, it's obvious that you love baseball and you love winning. It's great to have you on this team. Thanks a lot, Eric Kratz, for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Sparksy.
The Houston Astros.
Swing and a miss! Mike Fiers has done it! A no-hitter!
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered! Left field! See ya!
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL Wild Card game.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.